My mom is kind of one of these Yankee Candle ladies. Know what I mean? She doesn't sell them or anything, but, you know, we got clean linen and we got Halloween marshmallow and, you know, New England clam chowder, a few weeks old, whatever it's called, you know. So, I don't know. I'm not really that big into candles, I guess. But last week, Mrs. Alt, who's the school secretary, she said, "You want a candle?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, here's a candle. I got you a candle. It smells like balsam wood." And I thought, well, balsam perfume is what's used in the chrism oil, so can't be that bad, right? So anyway, this week I am working on some final papers for this class I'm taking, and so I took my living room apart on Friday, and I set up a folding table, and I just made a little, like, writing area for myself because I needed a change of scenery, okay? And so I lit this candle. First of all, it smells really good. It smells like Christmas, let me put it to you that way. And so when I was writing this paper, though, did you ever notice that when you're in a quiet room with a candle, the candle makes noise? Did you ever notice that? You know what I'm saying? Makes that, like, burning sound. I never noticed that before. I think it's kind of a weird notion
to say that we're going to listen to a candle. Now, I had to shave my beautiful hair for this homily today. Otherwise, I would be lit on fire. It's a strange proposition that we should be listening to a candle.
And I'm not going to say some metaphor that the candle's going to tell us something. Whatever, it's a candle. If you listen, something is making sounds. If you listen, you can hear something deep happening. If you listen, you can hear fire, one of the original elements of the earth, one of the original elements that fascinated our ancestors, interacting, making sounds. Something is happening over there in that candle. It's a small energy. It's a quiet energy. It's an interior energy, but it's an energy. The ancients, prior to the coming of Christ in the Roman Empire, they coined a phrase. In Latin, it is horror vacui. Horror vacui. It means the abhorrence of the void. The abhorrence of the void. If you read the second reading today, Paul is very clear. The hour has now come for us to wake from sleep. Probably the people weren't sleeping who were reading his letter, right? But a kind of spiritual sleepiness. The hour has now come for you to rise from this laziness, from this slumber of sorts, because the one for whom you are waiting is on his way. So, in other words, he talks about orgies and lustfulness and rivalry and jealousy. All the things that we use to fill the void. This perceived emptiness that we feel. This voice within us, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, or whether we can name it or not, but there's this voice inside of us that says, my life right now is not in accord with what I ultimately desire. The way that I'm living or the circumstances of my life don't exactly correspond with the deepest needs and longings of my heart. I crave community, and I have none. I crave vulnerability with someone, and I can't do it. I crave oneness with somebody else. I want to be known by other people. And so many people come to me, either in the little penalty box over there or in my office or on the phone or whatever. And we're able to relate on these matters. Well, we just need to find ways to really reach out. But Father, I don't have anybody. I don't know of anybody. Because we go to work to fill the void in our pockets. We need money, right? We come home because we have to come home. We can't be at work all the time. And we get into this like routine of going back and forth, of looking for ways to medicate and fill the void. I ate last night a whole Domino's pizza. Why did I do that? Because I was bored. That's why. I'd finished my paper, okay, but I was bored. So I went down there to Collins Street, because I like the people down there, very fun, and I got myself a Domino's pizza, and I ate the whole thing while scrolling through Netflix and Amazon Prime, because I couldn't decide. So you know what I did? I watched Madam Secretary, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit pray for me. A second Latin phrase, coined by Thomas Aquinas, which I can never pronounce correctly, is bonum diffusivum, diffusivum, bonum diffusivum sui est, which means goodness. Bonum is goodness. Diffusivum is diffusive of itself. Goodness pours itself out. It can't help it. It can't help it. I got this nice vestment. It was a gift. And I couldn't wait to show you. I got an A+ on my paper. And I couldn't wait to tell you. It was like coming out of me. Do you know what I mean? When good things happen to us, I got a new car. And I can't wait to show you. You know? Somebody proposed to me. Or I proposed to my girlfriend. Or I got into college. Or I made state swim team. Or whatever. These things that we heard about last week at Thanksgiving, the things that people were really eager to share with us around the table. By the way, at my house, my family's house, there was enough seats at the table for everybody but me. So I had to go sit with my like 5-year-old step cousin. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. But the things we heard people talking about, it pours itself out. It can't help itself, but make itself known. Love, which is the ultimate good, cannot help but be diffusive. When we've fallen in love, we have to tell everybody about it, right? When we love somebody, when we love something, we have to make that the center of our life, the part of our life. And so I want to propose to you today that this hidden energy in here is indicative of something different, is indicative of the whole point of Advent. Advent is the time in which we prepare ourselves because ready or not, here he comes. Ready or not, here he comes. Because he sees the void and he sees that as humans, we have the horror of Akui, this abhorrence of the void. I don't want to look into nothingness. I don't want to look through the veil and see the truth. I don't want to encounter what's really happening in me. It's hard. It's scary. It's different. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it. But love is diffusive of itself. Love cannot help but move into places where love currently is not. St. John of the Cross says, where there is no love, put love, and you will find love. And this is what Advent is. This is the story of the coming of the light. That we have this void called the human heart, called human nature. Not destroyed completely, but marred significantly by sin. That human nature in some way, because of our sinfulness, is unable to fully live in relationship with God. We've created a void for ourselves. And because we're unsure of how to get out of the void, or because it's more comfortable to stay with the void you know than to take the risk in going somewhere else, God says, I will do this for you. And love comes into the place where there is no love, that there might be love. Goodness is diffusive of itself. It falls out of itself. It pours over itself and into the void. So if that little sound on that candle, if it could sing us a song, what do you think it would sing? If the interaction of those natural elements could sing us a song, what do you think it would sing? It would sing the song that the natural elements of the cosmos have been singing from the very beginning. What is at the center of the universe? Is it an equation? Is it a scientific fact? Sure it is, of course. But what underlies that? What keeps it in motion, in being? What lies at the center of the universe is not an equation, but a song of longing, a song of expectation, a song of hope, a quiet song that we've drowned out with our revelry. But in those moments when you're upstairs in your room all by yourself eating pizza, and you're feeling kind of low, and you notice for the first time that that thing on your desk that you didn't even want is making a noise that fills you with hope, you might be tempted to sing that song too. You know the song, don't you? O come, Emmanuel. Son of God, appear for us. O come, O key of David, and unlock this world of sin. O come and ransom us. We are captive. We are your chosen people, and we are captive. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom us. And because we have faith, and because we know the scriptures, and because we've seen him with our eyes, and we've heard him with our ears, and we've touched him with our hands, then we ourselves can fill in that last void. Because where there is love, there must be joy. Rejoice, rejoice. Right? Rejoice. Not because he's here in my hands, little baby. I don't know how to hold a baby. Baby. But because we know he's coming. We know he's on his way. And we know that this void which we are afraid of will one day very soon be filled. That's Advent. Rejoice. Rejoice. He's coming for us. But will we notice?